Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishneh Ches. This Mishneh will deal with the question of if somebody's moving somebody else's item and it breaks, what status does it have? The Mishneh says, Hamavru chavis mimakom lamakom ushavara. Somebody is moving somebody else's barrel from one place to another and it breaks. So, bein shemer chinam, bein shemer socher, whether he was an unpaid watchman, he wasn't being paid for the purposes, he was just asked to do this for free, bein shemer socher, or even if he was being paid, Yishava, he has to swear, and this oath that he takes is that he wasn't a poshe, he was not negligent in the process. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zev is a Yishava. He says, I agree, and I have a Mesorah, I have a tradition that you are correct, that whether he's a Shomer Chinam, whether he's a Shomer Socher, he has to swear, Yishava, V'tamea ani, but I'm surprised, and I don't understand, if either of these people is really able to swear. What's bothering Rabbi Eliezer? What's bothering was as follows. In the case of a Shomer Socher, we know that a Shomer Socher is only potter from onsim when something happens totally against his will. But let's say Gneva and Aveda, theft and if get lost, he's liable for that. He's a certain, even if without any negligence, he's liable. So this breakage of a chavis, of a barrel, we can't really call it an ones under these circumstances. It's just that it's sometimes happened. The person's not 100% careful. Rabbi Eliezer does not consider it to be an ones, and therefore he says it's somewhere in between. So it's hard to understand how a shomer socher should be pater. And not only that, but there are scenarios that even a shomer chinam, it's hard to say that he's not a poshea. Let's say it's your person's going on a flat road. And it breaks. So that's also generally, it's hard to say there's no pshia there. So he's saying, how can we make this blanket rule that if somebody is transporting something for somebody else, whether it's Shomer Chinam or Shomer Socher, he can take an oath that it wasn't pashia. In the case of a Shomer Socher, a pashia, it's not the point. Even if it's not pshia, even if it's not negligence, he's liable. And in the case of Shomer Chinam, how can we say it's always not negligence? Many cases it would be negligence. So that's what bothers Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Tanakhama, what he maintains is, you're correct. It doesn't really make fully sense that a person is considered to be pater just through this shvua, through this oath. However, the Tanakhama maintains that this was a special takonos lachamim. It was a special rule that the rabbi set up that a person should be able to take an oath that he's not a poshea, because otherwise people would simply not be willing to transport things for each other. And in order for that to be able to do proper commerce and proper guarding for each other and to just the normal social intercourse, it's necessary to have this scenario that a person could get off the hook by making this shavua. However, the shavua isn't necessarily a shavua that he wasn't poshea, that he wasn't negligent, because some of the cases may include negligence. He would just simply swear that he broke it without kavana, without intent.